Blog Talk Radio.
One, two. One, two. Ah, yes. That's right. Oh, yeah. Got to let that get into you a little bit. Uh-huh. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for your boy, Karooch. And it's not a good Monday, but it is Monday indeed. My name is Karooch. We are WKNJ, and we are broadcasting live from the University of King, King University campus, 90.3. Man, oh man, oh man, what a Monday it is. Coming off of that terrible. I can say terrible 150 times, and it still won't be enough terribles to equate to that abysmal loss by the Eagles yesterday. I could sit here and I could fill your head with all these dreams and hopes and aspirations and tell you that the team and the season is still alive, but let's be real, folks. It's gone. It's gone. There's no coming back from that. That was the effort that you saw yesterday was absolutely deplorable. There's no other way to go about it. That's it. It was deplorable. It was, I can think of any adjective you can slide in there. It was all of that and then some. there's no other way to put it. Man, this team stinks. They stink. And if you don't know what team I'm talking about my Philadelphia Eagles. For all my Philly faithful out there, you know me, you love me. You know, they are just god-awful. But hey, what are you going to do? That's the way it goes. This guy, this coach, what Where do I even begin? I'll tell you where I can begin. He needs to be fired. Fired. F-I-R-E-D. Fired. You know how Aaron Rodgers came out last year and said R-E-L-A-X? Relax? Yeah. Let's have Chip come out or Jeffrey Lurie come out and say this guy needs to be fired. Man, oh, man. Oh, God. It is just, it's not even watchable. It's not even watchable. The game, I stream the games because I'm up here in New York, or close to New York, whatever, North Jersey. And I spent all this time yesterday trying to stream this game. I got all into it. I was getting upset. I was throwing stuff because it wasn't working. And I finally got it to stream, and I'm all excited. And the game was tied at that point, right at the beginning. It was 7-7. I'm like, all right, it was 7-7. We got a game here. And what I sat and watched, I wasted my time trying to stream this game for that. Oh, man. It is just, please, give me a call. Let me know. I can't even, there's not much more I can say other than to give me a call. And we can discuss it together. The call online, 323-870-4606. You can call me, and I will gladly, gladly discuss with you the awfulness that is this team. It is just inexcusable, inexplicable. Any other word you can put in there, it is that. Whoa, we're losing it. It is that. It's all of that. It's just, it's not even, oh, it's unwatchable. It's unwatchable. It's unwatchable football. The NFL in general is unwatchable. I'm going off today. I'm not holding back today. I'm letting it all out. The NFL is unwatchable. The team that I root for, that I bleed for, that I love, they're unwatchable. It's just, it's awful. It's awful. The parity that's in the NFL right now. Everybody's got to be 4-5, 4-6. Oh, God. It's just, please call me and bring me back down to earth. Calm my nerves. Let me know that there is hope out there and something. And I know I got a lot of New York people listening. Please, I mean, your teams aren't as bad as my teams. My God, nobody wins in November. November. I was going to say October. Nobody wins in November. The Sixers stink. The Flyers stink. The Phillies stink. The Eagles stink. Are the Union doing good? I don't know. Maybe they are. The soccer team. Maybe I can put my hopes and dreams on a soccer team this year because, my goodness, I have to take a breather here. It's just, oh, it's just disgusting to watch. Now, I'll get into it with you. I'll break it down a little bit of the X and O's. I got a special guest coming on with me. I'm not going to tell you guys who it is. It's a surprise guest. We're going to have him call in. He knows a thing or two about the NFL, so that's going to be awesome. We got that coming up this hour. I'm taking you guys till 7 o'clock. I notice I switch gears here now. I'm now nice and calm. I'm taking you guys at 7 o'clock. We are 90.3 WKNJ. My name is Kamuch. It is Monday, the 23rd of November, and you are listening to me live here on the Kane campus, Kane University. Like I said, I'll be with you guys till 7 o'clock. Let me go back to my rant now. Now, this, like I said, I got a guest coming on. He's awesome. He's going to know just what to say to calm your fears. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he'll make it worse. But either way, we got that coming up this hour. We got my man Adam behind the glass. He's doing his thing back there. I realized a couple weeks ago, we can't hear Adam, okay? There's no way to hear him. I don't know why, but there's no way to hear him. So when I speak to him, it sounds like I'm talking to myself. So I'm going to try and limit that. But he's giving me the nod right now. See, so it sounds like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not. There actually is somebody here. They're hanging out with me. They're doing their thing, and I'm doing my thing. Adam is the main man. I get you all hooked up with the music and everything. But, yeah, let's go back to it. The NFL's deplorable. And we got a game tonight. I don't even – you know, normally on Mondays I get all pumped up. I'm like, Monday Night Football, I'm going to be all excited. I'm not even excited. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Why? What is the point of watching? Get the Patriots. They're going to go out and beat the Bills. Who cares? That's my outright pick for the night, in case you want to know what my outright is. Outright. There it is. Patriots over the Bills. I'm going to say 37-7. Let's just throw a number out there. You can tell, man, I'm jazzed up today. Adam's back there shaking his head. He's laughing at me. I can't. It's so frustrating. Is the word frustrating or frustrating? It's frustrating. Yeah, he's saying it's frustrating with an R. It's that. Whatever that is, however you say it, it's that. It's all of that. To sit and watch And I'm not just talking about my team. That's got me fired up. That's the juice that's getting this thing flowing. But I just sat and I watched the NFL and I watched the highlights yesterday, and I was just incensed at the bad football being played. You look at some of these scores, teams winning by three, teams winning by one. What happened to our beloved NFL, man? People used to blow each other out. They used to go out there. And then I'm watching this game, and I'm watching guys helping other guys up off the field. What is that? Why are you helping him up? Brian Dawkins, you know, number 20, we know who Brian Dawkins is, made a great point today on 97.5, the Fanatic, down there in Philly. They brought him on, obviously. They bring him on every Monday. I love those guys down there. I listen to them every day. And he was saying, why are you helping him up? It takes more energy for him to get up. Even if it's a little tiny bit of energy that he's expending to get up off the field, you know, when a player goes down, that takes more energy. Therefore, he gets more tired, more quicker. Why are you helping him? Why are you chum-chumming it with him? What is that all about? Adam, I'm frustrated, buddy. I'm frustrated. I need a break from Philadelphia sports. I need a break from the NFL. I need a break from everything right now. Sports-related, that is. Maybe I need a break from life right now. I don't know. I need a break from sports, though. That is certainly true. I'm about to change my fandom. I can't even change my – it's not even like I'm stuck. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to become a fan of another team? And the team sucks? Then I do that. Then I'm a bandwagon jumper. And then everybody's on me for that. Oh, come on, you jump the bandwagon. Da, 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 da. So I got to stick with it. I got to stick it out. But why should I have to stick it out? Here's my question. Why should I have to sit here and continually watch this bad, awful product that they put out there? You know, if you go to a restaurant, right, and they bring you a steak and it's undercooked, you say to the waitress, hey, my steak's undercooked. Can you bring this back, you know, cook at the right temperature and bring it back? You have an option there. You have an out, right? If you're unhappy with the product, you have an out. You don't have an out in this situation. There's nothing you can say or do that's going to make you stop watching, because you know what's going to happen next Sunday? Or I shouldn't say Sunday, tonight. I'm going to turn it on. And Thursday, I'm going to turn it on and watch. Why? Because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the sport. But why is it fair that as a fan of the sport, I got to sit there and watch this crap be rolled out every single time? I'm not just talking about my team, please. Please, we're talking about the Eagles here, but that's not just what I'm talking about. I mean, it just came to a head yesterday. I'm just sitting there watching, and I cannot believe what I'm watching. These teams, and it's just the NFL in general is not watchworthy. Is that a word? Is that a phrase I can use? I'm giving thumbs up. He said it's a phrase I can use. It's not of my attention, period, on a Sunday. And I pride my Sundays in the fall. I work all week for my Sundays in the fall. I live for my Sundays in the fall. So that's where we are. That's about where we are. But anyway, my name is Kamuj. We are 90.3 WKNJ. You heard my rant. Now it's your turn. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you feel. 323-870-4606. It's the national hotline. Call me up. I got a special guest coming this hour. We're also going to discuss a little bit about Thanksgiving. I'm going to go into some detail with you about my favorite football memories from Thanksgiving. I got a few, and hopefully maybe you guys out there have some of the similar ones, you know, guys my age, 32. It doesn't matter what age you are. I just want to know what's your favorite Thanksgiving memory. And you know what? Just food for thought, not to be cliche. Food for thought. Throw out there. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, if you will? And don't give me the traditional turkey and mashed potatoes. We all love turkey and mashed potatoes, okay? I want something that's different. You know, something maybe your mom made for you, your grandma made for you, or maybe even your dad or your pops, whatever, your pop-ups. Made for you that was different. I got a dish. I'll tell you that. We got to hit the break. We're going to hit the break. I'll tell you right before we go to the break. So my dad makes this amazing dish every year. It is rice, white rice, and bacon and scallions. That's it. Three simple ingredients. Is the most delicious thing you've ever tasted in your life. Once it hits your lips, you want more of it. I don't know what he puts in it or how he makes it, because I've tried. And it's just not the same. I don't know what he does. I hope he makes it. Maybe he's listening. Maybe he'll make it again this year, because I'm headed down there. That's right, Philly. I'm coming back just for Thanksgiving. And we're going to try and do a live broadcast the Wednesday before. We'll see if we can do that. Adam's shaking his head. Yes, maybe we can do a live broadcast out there from Philly just to get all my Philly faithful involved. I would love to do a live broadcast right out there on the street. Get some of the fan reaction. Okay, get some of the reaction, because we have a game on Thursday, guys. The Eagles have a game on Thursday. They're not going to win it, okay? They're going to go 0-3 in this stretch right after the bye, which I said, or was it right after the bye? Maybe it's right after the Dallas game, but I said if they can win these three games, will be sitting good. And the sad part about all this is that they still have a chance in the division. That's like torture. They could still make a playoff game. What do we do if they make a playoff game? Why would you even want them in the playoffs? They're not going to win. They cannot beat. They couldn't beat Tampa Bay. They couldn't beat the Dolphins. You think they're going to go into a wild card? Let's just say it's a wild card game. You get Minnesota coming in. Let's say they win the division. You got Minnesota coming in here because they're a hot team right now. I like what they got going on down there. Bridgewater, Stephon Diggs, that whole squad. Let's say they come in here for a wild card game. You honestly think that they're going to beat the Minnesota Vikings? No. Anyway, we got to hit the break. My name is Kamuch. We are 90.3 WKNJ. We are broadcasting live from Kane University, University of Kane. Say what you want. I will be here till about 7 o'clock. Please call me, guys. Let me know. We had a bunch of calls last week, which was awesome. I love when you guys call into the station. I love it. We will be right back. Bye. Ah, yeah. Yes. We are back. I like that song choice right there. Wake me up when it's over. That's kind of how I feel right now. It was a really uninspiring comeback there. Sorry about that. We had some issues right there. By the way, we are back. It's Kamooch in the Evenings, 90.3 WKNJ. My name is Kamooch. We are broadcasting live, Kane University campus, University of Kane, however you want to say it. That's where we are. We'll be here till about 7 o'clock, at which time we have the main man taking over, and he will take you till about 10 o'clock. Give me a call, guys, 323-870-4606. We got some tweets coming in here. We got some good stuff coming in. Just people tweeting in on how they feel about this NFL season, the stuff I was talking about before we hit the break. I got to tell you guys, I'm done with my rant. I've exhausted myself. I am not happy. That's it. I'm just not happy about the NFL season, about sports in general. Just not happy about it. What do you want me to say? There's nothing more I can say. But I do have to get to my NFL picks. We're going to do that. I got a special guest coming up in about 5 minutes. So let's do some picks. Let's do some you pick'ems, yo. My man, the drum roll, please. We need some you pick'em music. Remember a couple weeks ago he didn't even have that? It was crazy, this guy. I don't know how he doesn't have certain music, and certain music he does have. He's got like Rent. You got the Monday Night Football theme. I like it. We can work with that. That is perfect. Okay, so let's get into it. I'll give you my picks for week 12. Let's go. Thursday, we got Thanksgiving. Of course, we got the Thanksgiving games. I'm going to give you half and half here. We'll do them all. Philadelphia, Detroit. Don't even ask me. Let's keep moving. Adam's back there laughing. What do you want to say? Detroit's going to win. It is what it is. I don't know by how much, but they're going to win because the team sucks. Carolina, Dallas. Interesting game. Can Carolina go to 11-0? They sure can. Dallas fans, man, what's wrong with you, Dallas? I talked to a buddy of mine. Shout out to my buddy down in Philly. I was like, dude, how do you guys still think you have a chance at making the playoffs just because Romo came back? He said, well, we won today. This was yesterday. I'm like, bro, you're 3-7. You do realize that, right? You're not going to 4-7. You're going to get waxed by Carolina, especially on Thanksgiving Day. Cam is going to come out looking for fire. Chicago, Green Bay, another interesting matchup. Green Bay got off the schneid yesterday and they actually won a game. What's that? That's it? That's it. That's the only Monday Night Football music. Oh, my God. All right, that's fine. Restart it. Whatever. Don't bother me. Okay, good. So Chicago, Green Bay. Interesting. Green Bay gets off the schneid. Green Bay wins easily. Chicago's no good. Jay Cutler, big crybaby. Don't like him. Giants at Washington. Now, this is your starting on Sunday. And that is a Sunday 1 o'clock. They should flex that to a 8 o'clock game because that's the division, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I said it. The division will come down to Washington and the New York Giants. Oh, God, it pains me to say that. I'm going to say the Giants win. They maintain first place. Stick that in your mug. Minnesota-Atlanta. Another interesting game. Atlanta, they're not very good. They're not as good as they showed to be at the beginning of the season. Minnesota's the hot team right now. I'd ride them all the way. Take a Minnesota outright. Let's see. St. Louis-Cincinnati. Ooh, I like that matchup. Cincinnati's my second team. I think I told you guys this before. So I'm going to say Cincinnati wins that one. They've been having some struggles lately. That was a bad loss they took yesterday with the Cardinals. The Cardinals, huh? Go figure. Who would have thought the Cardinals? They got a good team. I mean, there's not much more you can say. They have a solid team. Monday Night Football music over again. Can't you find other? Oh, man. Poor Adam back there. I stick them with everything. Anyway, let's keep going. Where were we? Okay, yeah. So let me just stop and say this, guys, before I keep going into my matchups here. I got some outright football. I got some outright high school games I want to pick. That's right. I'm a degenerate gambler, and I will be picking some high school games for you Thanksgiving. My alma mater, George Washington, is set to play the Archbishop Ryan. What are they, the Bulldogs? I don't know what they are. They're the somethings. We're going to win that game because they look good this year. I've been following the team. I follow some high school football. You won't really hear me talk about it. But if I do talk about it, it's about my alma mater. I went there. And in fact, we got a few graduates from there. Do you know this, Adam? That my main man, Bruce Perry, he played like three downs for the Eagles. Yep, he played three downs. No, I don't want to hear this. Oh, Jesus. This is funny now. you're a funny dude. I will not sing the Eagles fight song until they win. And they will not win this week, and they will not win the week after that, and they'll probably lose the week after that. So we'll not be singing no Eagles fight song, probably till we get to the Redskins game. And they'll probably lose that too. I may not sing this song for the rest of the season. They might lose out the rest of the games for the rest of the season. Yeah, EAGL this. Chip Kelly destroyed this team. Anyway, let's go back to the picks here. So we got Arizona at San Francisco. Outright, that's an Arizona win. San Francisco's garbage. Colin Kaepernick's garbage. I don't even need to get into it. Pittsburgh-Seattle, great matchup. Great, great matchup. That's going to come down to the wire. I'm going to pick Seattle over the Steelers. Big Ben's been banged up. Plus, he's fat. He needs to get on Atkins or whatever it is. He's overweight. In fact, I am a fattest, so I do not like Big Ben. New England-Denver, ooh, the matchup of the week. Ooh, who am I going to pick? Denver's garbage, man. They're trash. They're washed up. They got nothing left. New England's going to keep their, after they win tonight, and then they're going to win again on Sunday night, and then they'll just keep winning. They might go 16-0. I don't know. We have New England scheduled. Can we pull that up? Let's see. What are the remaining games for the season? Can we pull that up? Yeah, let's get that. I think they might go 16-0. I think they have a better chance of going 16-0 than the who are they? What is their name? The Carolina Panthers. I'm sorry. See, they're not my squad, so I don't care about them. And in fact, I got family that's big Carolina Panthers fans, and they're all jazzed up. They're 10-0, bro. I guarantee you they're going to lose in the playoffs. So who cares? Anywho, let me see New England's schedule. Let's pull this up here. Let's see what we got here. Look at that. New England plays Philadelphia next week. Oh, my God. I got to laugh. Okay. So that's a win. Week 13. So they're going to win tonight. They'll win week 11. They'll win week 13. Week 14, let's see who they're playing then. They are playing Houston. There's a win. Let's go week 15. See who they're playing there. They are playing – are they going to buy? In the 15th week? That's not possible, right? They can't go on and buy that. Oh, they're playing Tennessee. Another win there. Marcus Mariota, what a joke. And then they're playing the Jets. There's another win. And then they got the last week of the season. Playing Miami. Miami would play them tough, man. I never forget that Monday Night Football game. I sat and watched Miami almost beat them. That was their other perfect season. That might be their only chance they have of not going 16-0, but they probably will. Tom Brady's on a mission. It's a mission year for Tom Brady. Okay. Let's switch gears here a little bit. Let's talk about some fun things. So I was telling you guys earlier, I want to hear about your best Thanksgiving dish. Somebody tweeted in, what's his name? A-Jewful. Is that how you say it? A-Jewful. It's A-J-E-W-E-L-F-O-U-L. A-Jewful. Okay, whatever his name is. He tweeted in, he says, his mom's string bean casserole. String bean casserole is on point, my man. I love me some string bean casserole. Who else we got? Run down the ticker here, Adam. Okay. This seems to be a girl. XOXO, Jenny XO. I hope it's not a guy. If you know, but hey, whatever. Yeah. She says, is this a real thing? Deep fried Oreo cake. I've never heard of deep fried Oreo cake. That's not really I guess it counts as a dessert. Oreo cake. Look that up. Can we get a deep fried Oreo cake? Someone want to bring this down to the station? I'm all about Oreos, man. Deep fried Oreo cake. Okay. Cool. Moving right along here. I'm just going to pick the best ones out. I thought that one was interesting. My mom makes sweet potato pie. I really like sweet potato pie. Grandma used to make... Ooh, this sounds interesting. It doesn't really say much other than garlic-infused turkey bites. I don't know what that means. Is that like little bites of turkey with garlic in them? I don't know what that means. Yeah. So Kelly tweets in. It says Kelly123. I don't know what that means. Oh, that's half of her Twitter handle. Okay. So she says garlic infused turkey bites. Do we have? Yeah.